RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Hi. Hi.
I hear you guys are some youngins.
Jeff and I both said in the break that's the first time in 14 years anyone's ever said that to us.
It's fun. It's fun.
You know, I just want you to know that age is nothing but a reminder, and it doesn't tell you how old or young-minded somebody is.
That's correct. Well said, Tyvus Powell. Well said, young man. All right, so listen. The Browns beat the Steelers yesterday. Is that good, or did they screw up the draft position? Did Kevin enhance his job security? Does it not matter? Does it help Andrew Berry? Does it mean Shadur is going to be the starting quarterback for the next decade? What's it mean?
I think that there's a lot of things. The only thing that we know is that Jimmy Haslam has come out and said, you can't win just three games. Well, he's accomplished. Check. We got four. Check. With a chance to win five. If they go out and beat Cincinnati, Vegas had them at 4.5. They beat Cincinnati. That's over. That's five. Check. So I'd be considered a successful season. I just think beating Pittsburgh, and the fashion that they beat Pittsburgh, to me, it shows that the players continue to respect Kevin Stefanski, and they still play very hard for Kevin Stefanski. Whether you believe that or not, that's just what I see when I watch them play. I think that when you talk about Shadur, obviously, I told y'all last week, if Shadur wanted to be the starter, he holds he holds all the keys to doing that by just making sure he wins the game, win these next two, and that's what he seems like he's doing. So, therefore, you know, I think that you're putting yourself in a situation where you will have to run with Shadur, which I like. I want to see him grow. Obviously, it's hot and cold with him. When he's hot, he's as good as anybody in his league. When he's cold, he looks terrible at times with some of the decisions that he makes. So, that just comes with being a fifth-round player. Like I said, you got to have some developmental stuff going on there. You know, so many times we're so enamored with guys that we want them to come in and just look like Joe Montana, from the first snap of their career to the end of it. And that's not the case. You know, we've been spoiled these last couple of years seeing guys like Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud that we hold everybody to those standards. And realistically, everybody just develops differently at different paces. You see guys make it to year three and they take off in year three. You see guys year two take off in year two. Like, it's different. So I think with Shadur, you know, I think that it's something there. Like, I don't think anybody can deny the fact that something is there, you know, and it's how can we get Shadur that once a bad play happens to shake that off and bounce back quicker? Because I think that's kind of what it leads to. If you watched him play this last game against Pittsburgh, the first quarter, he was lights out. He threw that first pick, and things slowed down from that moment on. The offense kind of was stagnant for the rest of the game, and he started making some bad decisions. How can we get those out? I think that's kind of the question of the offseason, but I'm not ready to deem him as a franchise quarterback, but I definitely think he deserves next year to at least see some more. And given the draft position that you're in, you can build around him. He's baking it so you can build around him. And if 26 ain't for him, if you don't see it in 26, then I think you had that quarterback conversation that following next year.
We're all on the same page.
Let me throw this question at you. When you watched the game yesterday, because I'm trying to decipher whether I'm just seeing this with Brown's glasses on, did Pittsburgh change their offense to make sure that Miles wasn't going to get that sack, or did Pittsburgh just run their regular offense?
Well, both things are true. I think that, one, I think they had to change it because you don't have DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin. So that hampered what you were going to do offensively. I think that their game plan was to run the ball and hit the tight ends a lot in this game. I think that what messed them up is the Browns, you know, scoring and having 10 points. That kind of forced them to change what they wanted to do. I feel like a lot of things was trying to go to them tight ends still because he just didn't trust those wide receivers, but he definitely had it in his mind that Miles was not going to make the sack on him. That's a fact. You can just tell. I mean, when he alluded, Alex Wright got the sack. Grant Delpit got the sack. It was never going to be. He don't care where the pressure was coming from. He'd rather step towards the pressure than allow Miles to get that sack. That to me was 100% a fact.
The way that this team has played down the stretch. Has it impressed you? Has it the player? What aspect of it has impressed you? That the players have elevated? That they've played hard for Kevin? Can that be ignored, Tyvus?
I mean, I don't. Can that be ignored? No, it can't be ignored. That's definitely something that gets brought up into the evaluation. I just think that to me, you know, we talk so much about, for so many years, we talked about the development of young players and how we don't get it. And this year, as this season has progressed, this is the first year we can actually physically see these rookies grow up right before our very eyes. So finally, you've developed some of your young talent. And I think to me, that's something that you can't ignore. Maybe, you know, they're so weird because it's like this Andrew Berry and Kevin is weird because it's like they make mistakes. And then, like, it take a long time, but then you'd be like, you know what? They might have been right. But then, like, it takes so long for it to come to fruition that people want to move on from them. And I understand it. Like, I understand it. But, like, I would say typically they don't make the same mistake twice. And that was one of the things that I gave them a ton of credit on early on is because they were young. This was the first time general manager and the first time head coach. Now, granted, it's been 6 years, but they've made mistakes along the way, and I feel like they've learned from their mistakes, and I just feel like they finally are starting to figure things out right when they're about to, when people want them to leave, get fired. So it's funny to me because I don't know. It puts you in a situation where it's like, we going into the season, we knew that they weren't going to be good. Everybody knew that the only person that thought the Browns would be decent this year is me.
That's because you're the eternal optimist. That's why.
Yes. Everybody else thought the Browns would not win no more than 5 games this year. I was the only one that said 8. So there. I think that now that it's played out, I just don't understand why is all this negativity when it's like you knew going into the season it would be like this. And the sickest part about it is it don't even look that bad. Like when you look at the situations that they're in, like the offensive line is all hurt, right? But it's not that noticeable. Obviously, it's plays that it's absolutely noticeable, but they're still getting through. They're still getting the protection. They still create scenes for running backs. So, to do all of that with a depleted offensive line like that takes something. Like, you got to give coach a little credit. I know we don't believe in giving coaches credit, but you got to give them a little credit on that one. Like, come on now. So, I don't know what the Browns are going to do. I don't know what they should do. I really don't. I know that Kevin's voice still is heard and felt in that locker room. You got Joe Batonio coming out saying that he's the right guy for the job. And so I don't know. And the options, you got to give me a better option. Let me know who the options is as a head coach, and then I think we can have that conversation.
Tyvus Powell joining us, Browns Radio Network, also Big Ten Network, does his own gig in Columbus as well. He's busy. We like that. Look at the wide receiver spot. If you're the GM of this team, who do you want back next year, and who do you think, yep, we have somebody there we want to move forward with?
But the only two names that come to mind is Bond and Jerry Jeudy. Bond and Jerry Jeudy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your phone just broke up. Tyvus, you with us?
Bond and Judy. Are we doing tight ends or just receivers?
Just receivers.
Bond, Judy.
Tillman?
That's about it. That's about now. I mean, Tillman is he's okay. He's never been a guy that you must have. Like, he's had moments, but he's not been consistent, and he's been hurt a lot. So, like, you can't really depend on him. So you got to get somebody in there that you can really depend on. But yeah, Judy and Bond probably be the only two names that I could think of for sure.
All right, Tyvus, what are we looking forward to last week? Last game of the season.
You know, obviously the Myles Garrett sack. You know, Joe Burrow gives up a ton of sacks, so Myles is hopefully this is his last opportunity. It'd be a shame he get to this point and don't get it. I'm expecting him to get that sack, and I want to see this defense for one last time this season, because it's been a while since obviously this past game they played extremely well, but given the talent that's going to be on that Cincinnati offense, I want to see that Browns defense that was in the beginning of the season. I want those guys. I know since Malik Collins has been gone, it has not been the same. I want to see them have a dominant performance on defense, because that's what it's going to take if they want to win this game.
All right, Tyvus, I know we only got a couple more minutes here. I want to congratulate you because I haven't had the chance to do this yet. And I was just reminded again about this too, so I wanted to make sure. But I want to tell you, you are an outstanding teammate to me, and I'm sure Jeff would say the same thing.
I sure do, man.
On game days on Sunday when it comes to the Browns. But finally, your high school, Bedford High School, is set to induct you into the Bedford Bearcats Sports Hall of Fame. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was one of those things that when you walk those halls as a young Bearcat, I used to walk those halls. I used to see all the plaques, you know, by the gymnasium and things like that. And I used to be like, man, I don't know if I'll ever get in that. Like, you see some of the names that's up there. It's like, I don't know if I'll ever get to that level. And, you know, you go through high school and you do the best you can, and you go to college and you do the best you can there as well. Do a little bit in the league. And to get that phone call to be like, yeah, we're going to induct you into the Bedford Hall of Fame, to be up on that plaque with Chris Chambers, Lee Evans, Halle Berry's. Like, being there with them, I'm going to be remembered forever. Like, that to me, that means a lot. You know, I guess, you know, when you get older and you have kids and stuff, like, to be able to have them go back and be like, look, this is what Daddy did. Like, that's a pretty cool thing, you know. And hopefully, you know, one of those kids go through that hallway and see my plaque and, you know, is inspired. And, you know, hopefully seeing me up there is like, okay, you can do it too. Like, if I did it, then you can do it too. And I just hope that I can be an inspiration for those young Bearcats. Because it's a lot of good ones out there, and I'm learning that they're dominating the sports media field, especially in Ohio. Boy, look at that. The Cleveland scene, we on the way.
I can see the young Bearcats walking through the hall, looking up at your picture, your plaque, and thinking, gosh, maybe one day I too can work with Baskin and Phelps.
That's true. I think what's impressive about your announcement, my friend, beyond the fact that you work with both of us, is that of the six people that are going in, you're the only one from this century.
Nice.
Yeah, that.
Because you got three guys and gals from 99.
Yeah. If Hallie doesn't show up for your induction, yeah, I'm going to be steamed.
You know, if
she going to be there?
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Will you thank us in your speech? When is the speech? Do we know anything about this?
I will thank you in my speech.
Yeah,
I will
sure you will.
No, you don't need to thank us.
How you do those things where you don't leave anybody out is you thank everybody that you ever met in your life.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Well, I guess they give out the green jacket at the Masters.
You're going to get about 30 seconds to do it. So yeah,
do they give you a green jacket when you enter the Bedford Bearcat Hall of Fame? Do we know?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'll let you know on February 7th after it happens.
That's awesome. Oh, well, February 7th. Happy for
all right. I'm looking forward to talking to you about that after the ceremony. Let us know. Jeff and I will go.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, bro.
All good. I'll see y'all Sunday. Go Bucks. Go Browns. Go Cavs. Go Bearcats.
Tyvis Powell,
congratulations.
Hall of Famer, right there on the fan hotline. Good for him.
He's a great teammate.
Halle Berry
Jeff, he's
better
a better
show
teammate
up.
Than you are sometimes.
Well, he's definitely better than you. Halle Berry better show up.
Yeah, I mean, what does she have going on that day?
I don't know. She better show up.
Oh, would it be great if she shows up? And I'm here for Tyvis.
I'm here for my guy, Tyvis.
Sorry, Ricky Perez. Sorry. I'm here for Tyvis. Congratulations to Ricky.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up 1 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.